Hello, my dear one. Lenka Lutonska here, founder of Business Energetics. And today I want to talk to you about a very specific frequency, a word, if you like, that has got the power to massively accelerate all your manifestations. Whether you want to scale your business faster, whether you want to materialize some of your grandest dreams and intentions faster, this frequency is gold, but on a surface is going to challenge you because you're going to think it's actually going to slow down achieving, manifesting what I want. It's not. It's going to accelerate it. This frequency, this word with the power to super accelerate manifestation of that which you want is acceptance. Yes, simple word, acceptance. Acceptance that every moment is exactly, divinely, as it's meant to be. Not better, not worse, it's divinely perfect. That is what acceptance means to me. And that is the attitude, the mindset, the frequency that once you master, it can super accelerate your manifestations. Here is why. In the process of manifestation of that which you desire, whatever it might be it the next level of your business or revenues or income or impact or a new love or a something very specific, new house, whatever it might be. In order for you to manifest it effortlessly, you've got to fully activate that version of you that already has it. So you'll declare consciously or unconsciously, this is who I am. You'll step into that identity. So that's step one, activation of that version of you that already has it. Then inevitably what happens is your awareness expands and now you're able to receive ideas and internal guidance that will help you to manifest it, to create it. You'll be able to notice, take that opportunity, take this step, let go of this. So you'll start making new choices. But what often happens is when our awareness expands, when we start making new choices from that new identity, our brain, little human, as I love to call it, naturally will start creating expectations how each of these choices should turn out. What should happen as a result of me making these new choices? So, for instance, you want to manifest the next level of income and impact in your business. You activate that version of you. You decide this is so. I'm, let's say, doubling my revenues and impact. This is who I am. Fine. Then you'll start functioning from that level of awareness. In order to do that, I've got to believe more in the power of my work. And from that place, I'm going to invest double in advertising to what I normally would. So that's what you'll do. You'll double advertising revenues. Now, so far, so good. Except your brain will immediately start creating expectations and predictions. What should happen when you take that new level action, new level choice? And your brain thinks linearly. It will say, you're doubling amount of money you invest in advertising. Therefore, you should double the revenues right away. That's it. It will create this rule. It will create this expectation. So you bump up your advertising revenues. Days go by. And your revenues are not doubling. Maybe sometimes even your revenues are going a little bit down. So what happens now? This is where how you react to this and who you are when this happens truly, truly matters. And if you're like most people, if you let your brain and little human do what it normally does, it will go something like this. Oh my goodness, I wanted to double my revenues. I took those courageous choices. I doubled my advertisement expenditure. And look now, I'm receiving less revenues than before. I was wrong. I'm doing something wrong. This is not working. I'm danger, danger, retreat, retreat. Your little human will start creating stories around this experience and will encourage you to unbecome, to start making choices that are not aligned with that next level identity you chose, but rather with fear, rather than with that old version of self. And this is where acceptance comes in. Acceptance is that deep knowing within you that no matter what happens, whether your revenues double when you increase your advertising, or they triple, or they quadruple, or they go down. Each of these scenarios is divinely perfect and completely aligned with that which you chose. That this is divine unfolding. That this, even though it's different, oftentimes it is from your conscious expectation, from the expectation your brain created, the universe is reorganizing itself around your new identity, around your new choices, around your new manifestations. Now, this, of course, is not humanly easy. This is the skill you want to develop. And for that, I will first give you a little bit of examples from my own business. Roughly speaking, a year ago, I had that big, big internal calling to really take business energetics mainstream. While, of course, I already have got a very successful business and changing many lives, which I'm super grateful for, I know that business energetics is not meant to be just a powerful methodology for growing your business effortlessly. It's a new paradigm for how we collectively approach business success and wealth. Much more healthier paradigm in comparison to what is currently still happening in the world. And that is when we try to achieve success by working very hard, by proving ourselves and so forth and so forth. Anyway, from this place of yes, I'm becoming a voice of business energetics, which is the global recalibration point of consciousness. And it's got shot into the stratosphere of influence, and the world has received it with gratitude, love, and reverence. This is who I am. From that place, from that identity, of course, I started to get ideas, new ideas what to do. And one of those ideas was open yourself up for bigger PR, public relations, for bigger visibility. Because I will be honest with you, up till that point, the most of the business expansion from zero to many, many millions in impact happened by me staying in my own lane and just creating and serving, which is great. However, if I want to treat business energetics as a movement, global movement, I guess I've got to put it on a global stage. So what happened is we hired a PR agency to secure us various placements on a very good podcast and so forth and so forth. What happened? Few months down the line, working with this agency, we found out that the placements that we're getting are nowhere near the quality and the stature that we want to match the vision. So we stopped working with that agency, but we invested in another one, even bigger, even more, if you like, the mainstream agency that promised to secure much bigger PR placements. And what happened? In the next couple of months, that PR agency folded. It was essentially sold, and we could not retrieve, not placements, not financial investment, which already made, which was quite large. Now, this is the point which I often refer to as alchemical point in the process of manifestation. This is where the human brain sometimes says, oh my goodness, Lenka, you made wrong choices. You're doing something wrong. And this is not a good idea. Maybe I was illogical. Maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I'm not aligned. So the human mind wants to rationalize this, starts creating stories about these experiences. Oftentimes the stories attached to our old sense of identity. Maybe I'm not ready yet. Maybe I need to work harder on my even alignment. Maybe I need to do something completely else. Maybe whatever. The brain wants to do braining. But you know what? I know better by now. And I know that when something like this happens, when I have got conscious expectations of what should happen, when I make aligned choice and it doesn't happen, it's simply the way how it's meant to unfold. So I shared this with my team members, especially those that helped me to choose which agency we'll go for. And one particular team member was a little distraught because she was the one suggested, let's go for this agency, very reputable agency and so forth. So when that agency folded, she was distraught because she felt responsible for us making that large investment that didn't go anywhere. And I told her, my dear one, it's okay. It's more than okay, because I know that we made that choice from the place of we are putting business energetics on a global stage. We made the choice from that energy. It wasn't from, oh my goodness, I have to have the more PR, otherwise something bad will happen. It wasn't from chasing. It wasn't from anything else. It was simply opening ourselves up. Therefore, the universe must deliver. This action, this choice was how we knew what we can do to embody that frequency of claiming the world stage. The reflection of that frequency, the manifestation of the frequency, must then come in some way. So this thing that the agency folded and it didn't work out is absolutely divinely perfect. It's part of it. And guess what? Very shortly afterwards, a series of happenings started to happen that now give us PR opportunities I could never even dream about, and they're just coming to me rather than me having to actively pursue them. For instance, I've been offered to have a business energetics billboard in Hollywood on Times Square. And recently I've been invited to feature in the upcoming Prime documentary on the power of energy in the world, how it's changing the landscape in business, healthcare, and so forth, and to sit amongst the giants of Dr. John DeMartini, Jack Canfield, Wim Hof, and other great minds of our times to contribute to this documentary. Now, I couldn't logic my way to this kind of invitations and PR placements. I could only, number one, claim that identity, which I did, start making choices from that identity to embody that frequency, which I did. And then when the time came, when there was a disconnection between how my conscious mind and brain wanted to see results, well, you're paying for the great PR agency, you're going to get these great placements here and there. Well, that didn't happen. In that time, I practiced acceptance. So it didn't pull me back into old, but it helped me to deepen alignment with the new. And therefore, we now see the manifestations of the new embodied frequency. So I'll repeat what the acceptance is the antidote to the stories the human mind creates when things are not going according to our conscious expectations. Acceptance is acknowledging that once you make a decision that this is who I am, everything that follows is absolutely, perfectly divine unfolding and reorganization of the universe within that will absolutely, inevitably lead in the most perfect way to your manifestation. That's what acceptance is. So you'll activate a new you, you'll make a choice. This is who you choose to be. This is what you choose to have. This is what you choose to do. That's the intention fully activated and identity fully activated. You'll start making choices from that level of identity. You'll start taking steps forward. You'll start letting go of things, whatever needs to happen. And then you practice each and every day that every happening, every circumstance, every unfolding is exactly as it's meant to be, because you know who you are, you know your timeline you're on, you know the universe within you is working with you fully, you know the universe within you is working its socks off, so to speak, to bring your desire into reality, because that's who you've always meant to be. So, my dear one, today I'll invite you to reflect on what stories did my little human make around the latest happenings when there was the disconnection between what I consciously expected and what actually happened? What stories did my mind create around that? Those stories will tell you what you're invited to let go of, what ideas, what perceptions, what beliefs you're invited to let go of. And also practice for the next week more consciously this frequency of acceptance. Practice reminding yourself that everything that happens today, tomorrow, the next day is part of the divine unfolding in the most perfect way for you. That which you chose, it's inevitable, it's happening, that you're incredible. So most incredible things are coming to you every single day, expectedly and unexpectedly. And even if those incredible things don't look incredible, they are, because they're part of that divine unfolding. That is what acceptance is. So it has nothing to do with settling. It has nothing to do with I'm not ready yet. It has nothing to do with it. acceptance, the frequency of acceptance powerfully deepens your alignment, and therefore it powerfully accelerates manifestation of that which you desire. And with that, my dear one, I'm going to say goodbye just for now, and let me know in the comments below. Will you practice acceptance more consciously over the next week? Let me know. Even a short yes will do, and will let me know that what I share makes a difference. It will mean a lot to me. So I'm looking forward to hear from you, and I'll see you next time.